director of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Environment Fund, Louise Mitchell, said Vincentians can implement small practices in their everyday lives which would have significant positive impact in protecting the environment. She outlined some of the simple things people can do to protect the environment and ensure that it is pristine for generations to come.
I would like to make an appeal to Vincentians once again to look after the environment around you, to always choose to use renewable products and eat locally as well. It's better for your health. So when you go to a beach, wherever you go to enjoy yourself, do not leave any litter behind. And in fact, if you meet litter there, try and pick it up. Let us preserve the environment around us. Let's preserve our oceans. So just calling on Vincentians to really be the custodian of our environment, because we are the ones who stand most to benefit from living in a pristine and protected environment.
Ms. Mitchell said the government's ban on the use of plastics across the country has also gone a long way in protecting the environment. She said many people are complying with the ban on the use of plastics, but more can be done in relation to littering.
I think there has been a great reduction in the use of plastics. Obviously, this has been assisted by the proactive moves on behalf of the government in terms of banning styrofoam and putting restrictions on the uses of plastic bags. So I think generally there's been a great improvement. But I think what continues to happen is that the littering issue in St. Vincent really has not been resolved. So people are being a bit more careful in terms of not using as much plastic as before, but we still continue to litter in all the wrong places, and a lot of our litter ends up in rivers and it ends up in the ocean. So we really have to work harder on that.
Ms. Mitchell is also encouraging Vincentians to plant more trees, as this also helps in protecting the environment.
I would call on Vincentians to, wherever you can, plant a tree. And this is one of the most positive things that you can do to leave a legacy for the persons that come after you and for protecting the landscape. Again, when you're doing your farming or even when you're doing your construction, you know, be mindful of not cutting down too many trees. It always is devastating to me to see when there's a new development that instead of, you know, mitigating the impact on the environment, people go for a full-out attack on the environment and cut down most of the trees. You see new developments trying to change the nature of the way things are. Nature is best in its most natural form, where you have a beautiful black sand beach. Keep it as a black sand beach. Don't try and change it. Nature never likes it when you interfere with it too much. So I would urge Vincentians, and in particular investors and developers, to honor the environment that you met and try and keep it as pristine as you met it.
Director of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Environment Fund, Louise Mitchell. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.